I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. He and Ham love the BBC. It's the Afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. He's gonna help deport Bad Bunny. It's the Afternoon J-U-B.
2:40 on the Sweet Spot. It feels so good to hear that theme song yet again. So let's go to the miracle of the internet and connect with one Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one third of the Morning Musers. You can also hear him on The Musers, the podcast. It's our friend George Dunham. Hi, Georgie.
Yeah. Sweet Spot.
Welcome back to the Sweet Spot. Welcome back from spring break. It's nice to hear
Thank
our
you.
Musers in the morning.
And I've missed you guys.
Do you feel refreshed and revigored?
Yeah, I do. It is interesting. The first week back is always different.
Getting your sea legs underneath you.
Yeah, trying to. Gordo and I were talking about it the other day. It's weird. We've been doing this for so long, but if you're off for a week or two and you come back, at least I feel this way. It's like I've never done radio before. Mm-hmm. It's really strange.
Interesting.
We're trying to fake our way through it, and yeah, it's good to be back.
I think you'd be proud of us because we spread the word of the mango moose in Arizona. We're making that a thing now.
How are the frozen awesomes in Arizona?
They're fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not as great as here, but we did go to a place that had a frozen mango margarita. I ordered a mango mousse, and the waitress just kind of looked at me like, what?
What?
She looks at you like, huh?
And then 90 minutes later, she comes back. She's like, hey, I have to ask, what is the mango mousse from? Are you guys from Canada or something? We're like, oh, no, it's our friend George.
No. If you know, you know,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't know, we don't have to explain.
I think it's catching on, though.
But she was genuinely interested in your story.
Yeah.
And you had a perfect end with her, and you just...
Really?
You let that tumbleweed roll by. Like, come on, dude, we're out of town.
Man of mystery. I got to keep her thinking, you know? I'll leave town, and she'll just be like, that guy from... I thought he was from Canada, but he was from Texas, and he was talking about mango mooses. So if we go back next year, she'll remember.
Maybe, but... She's thinking about you every time she has to slog one of those to a table.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Did you know in Texas they call these mango mooses?
And she probably would have believed me if I went with that. And then it's catching on. It's catching on nationwide. Everywhere we go, it's the mango mousse.
Maybe that's the deal, Mino, is you just start ordering, you know, exotic drinks and that will draw interest. Like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, because I'm sure they get the same lines all the time, and they get tired
right.
of it. But if you just like make something up,
yeah,
yeah,
like, oh, okay,
you say
that's
something like mango mousse, then they're interested.
Yeah, start out your relationship with nice lies. Women
that's
love
how the
that.
Best ones start. Always.
Yeah, build on that foundation. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, there's so many things we could get to here. I have a few observations. Have you been to the break room since you've been back from spring break?
Yeah, I've gone in there a couple of times. I didn't notice anything.
Well, there's
a large cow.
There's a sign on the microwave that says microwave out of service, not warming up. And one of our cohorts down the hall put a photo of Mick and the Boys, the Rolling Stones, with a caption underneath that says, we're going to come in around 12 with some frozen burritos that are just dying to heat you. And I thought of you immediately.
Oh, man, that's great. No, I didn't even notice that. That microwave, by the way, that's got to be 30 years old.
It's the worst microwave in Dallas.
You never really know how long the thing is cooked.
It's awful. And then you like stop it and it's still running somehow. Mm-hmm. Like you'll open the door and it's still like going. You're like, I'm probably getting radiation right now.
Yeah, we probably need a new microwave. I don't know if it's the best time to purchase one right now, given the status of things, but
everything's still gonna be normal, right?
We'll put that one down as a purchase when we're ready. How about that?
Okay.
What will we get first? A new microwave or new TVs?
Ooh, I go microwave. Yeah.
Okay.
Those TVs are never changing.
The TVs still technically work while the microwave
right.
does not.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think we'll get a new microwave. We'll just add that to the debt.
We'll
put it on credit.
The creditors are like, whoa.
Let's just have a day where we just go Office Space, where we take the four TVs and the two microwaves, and we just take them out to a field and just beat them to death with a baseball bat.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Then Dan Bennett shows up. What are you guys doing exactly?
Here, Dan.
Is that a baseball bat?
You hand him a Louisville Slugger. Yeah. Go for it, Dan.
Yeah, you give Dan a couple Rangers. Swings at it. He'd do it. He hates that microwave.
Also, I'm listening to The Invasion mixed with my Musers, and you threw your shoulder out by throwing a Nerf ball at a turkey vulture. What the hell?
Isn't that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
Okay, first off,
a Nerf ball.
Turkey vultures, we have them too in our neighborhood, I guess.
Man, they are the most evil looking bird.
They're menacing.
And I know they do good things. No one else wants to eat a dead squirrel, but they will, and they'll clean it up and everything. But I just don't need them roosting on my roof, driving my dog crazy and pooping all over the place. So this has been a constant battle for me. And Gordo's right. What I need is a BB gun, and I've got one. I just found one lying around that used to belong to one of my boys, and it's perfect because it doesn't, it barely shoots.
Like
I mean,
a Daisy Red Rider.
Yeah, I mean, it's got no power in it whatsoever, but I think it'll be enough to scare one.
Would it attack you if you shoot the turkey vulture with a BB gun and it just kind of bounces
no.
off of them?
I don't think so, but man, don't they look like they could
they're
mess you
so
up if
ugly.
They wanted to?
Yes.
If they attack
huge.
You, yeah, they look prehistoric.
Hey, bird.
Yeah, we had like four on our back wall at home, and the dog was outside, and she was barking, and I'm like, you got to get in here, because if they decide to team up, that would have been the end of Biscuit.
Well, you know, back when we had cats, we were afraid that they were going to carry one off, that and an owl, and sadly, Whitty and Noonie are no longer. They've been gone now for about 2 years or so. We don't know what happened.
Way to go, Sean.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. They lived good long cat lives, like 12 or 13 years. But, yeah, they both disappeared within a week.
Speaking of,
we're not sure what happened.
Speaking of animals dying and birds, you know what today's anniversary is?
What is today?
So 25 years ago today was the Randy Johnson bird incident.
Oh my
gosh. Saw this pop up on social media today.
I was just talking about that with one of my sons over spring break, and he's like, what? And I said, yeah, he threw a pitch and it hit, because he's 26 now, so he doesn't remember it.
He's never seen
he
that
goes,
video?
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that. He's seen it, you know, as a meme or something, mm-hmm. but that is maybe, it's very sad. It's a living thing that got killed.
Yeah, Pete is going to email you.
Is it not one of the most amazing things in baseball history?
It really is. I mean, it just explodes like a cartoon.
Yes.
Like feathers are
funniest animal death ever.
Okay, yeah.
Probably.
It's number
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you're going to label one as funny, it's got to be that one. And it should have been on at least one episode of He Got Jacked.
The bird.
You remember that? Man, they need to bring that back. I think we've talked about that before.
Didn't they replace that with He Got Mossed?
I think so, yeah, which is okay. But, man, it's nothing like He Got Jacked. And Michael Irvin would go, He Got Jacked. Let's bring that back.
I think with concussions now, they can't He Got Jacked. But we need to make it's okay. It's football.
Just because
sport.
You get jacked doesn't mean you're in concussion protocol.
Just do it
you
with
got jacked.
Birds.
So you're on the side of Scataboo here, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, not that far. I don't think we need to be messing with that. But
or you can do. He
we
got
do
jacked
need to
with,
bring back. He got jacked.
You can
There's
just
no
do it
doubt
with
about that.
Another thing that has nothing to do with football.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a heated rivalry type thing. Michael Irvin hosts that once a week.
Oh, man. He got jacked.
Oh.
Up.
Oh, no. It's a visual.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
Oh, man, we used to look forward to that on Monday night. My kids and I used to gather around and watch He Got Jacked.
Father of the year, man.
I know.
Is it wrong?
I was probably... not a very good dad.
Is it wrong that I backed up the Moses Moody knee incident last night for my 15-year-old to watch? I was like, hey, come watch
What's
this.
What's going on?
Did you see that last night?
Yeah, that's not something to show the kids.
Well, they're going to have to see it. They're probably not going to have to see that at some point, but
I had a loud reaction. She wondered what happened. I'm like, okay, fine. If you want to see this here. And, it was like 11:30 at night before she went to bed. Little nightmare fuel.
Cause I think we all remember the first gruesome injury we see on TV. Like in professional sporting events.
Napoleon McCown. Napoleon. For me, yeah. Monday Night Football.
I didn't see that live, but for some reason, it was like an NFL Films or something that showed a replay of it. And it's like the dude's leg was all tangled. He was bent over it.
Were you guys watching? You're probably too young. You probably weren't watching Joe Theismann, were you?
Mm-mm. Not live, but yeah, I've seen definitely seen the replay. You saw that live?
Oh, yeah.
Folded up like a lawn chair.
That was the worst one. And I'm trying to remember, I do believe they showed it like once or twice. Like the slow motion replay of it.
Dax was pretty bad.
Cramp.
Dax was terrible too.
He's got to hope it's a cramp.
Just got to hope it's a cramp.
I think that's when the tide finally turned towards your side of Romo.
His foot is pointing the other way.
Everybody finally said, you know what? George's been right about this guy.
George
the whole
is right.
Time.
This guy does not try at
the
broadcasting. He just doesn't. There's no way he's paying attention to what's going on in the game.
No, not at all. Well, George, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have the Musers back in the morning. And
we got baseball coming up, man.
We do.
We got baseball. We've got April Fool's Open. Then we got the Masters.
Dude.
The next week and a half is going to be amazing.
What a great place to work, huh?
It is a great place to work.
All right, George, let's do it again next week, man.
All right, boys, let's get that new microwave.
Let's do it. Some new TVs and a new ticker room.
Some new microphones.
Dwayne says
we'll just finance them. We'll put them on credit.
It'll be fine. All right, George. We'll talk next week. There he goes, George Dunham of the Musers and the Musers, the podcast.